Let's check in with Joseph Lindsley, who has traveled to Kyiv today. Joe, you know what I was thinking with the president signing the Ukraine aid package today? If I'm Putin, I pull out all the stops and throw everything at Ukraine now before the new supplies of weapons get there, because it's going to take at least a few weeks. What do you and the people you're with think about that?
Well, Bob, hello from Kyiv. Last night, Ukrainian drones hit oil depots and refineries and machine factories deep within Russia. In several regions, Russians attacked Kharkiv City and Odessa, including, you know, I spoke with you a few weeks ago about that church I visited, from which you can almost see Russia on the horizon with the brave priests and nuns and parishioners. And they their neighborhood was pounded by the Russians last night with damages to residential buildings. So a difficult night there. And yes, all this is in the context as we look at the president signed this the aid package for Ukraine, and it's more than $60 billion worth of material. It's not money, it's material primarily. But recognizing how serious the situation is, now that this aid is passed, Washington is working to expedite an initial $1 billion worth of ammunition and weapons. And this is very important because, you know, everyone I speak with everyone whom I speak at the front, especially, say, near Avdiivka and Donbas, it is extremely tenuous. And I think that this support is coming at just the right time. I'm not sure how much longer Ukrainians could have really held the lines in some of these places. But now knowing that this ammunition will be rushed in, that could turn things around. It's giving people lots of courage to hold on in those places. And it's pretty remarkable that, I mean, something has changed even in the rhetoric from Washington. I remember, you know, several months ago, we talked about how President Macron of France found some kind of new kind of courage in speaking about the possibility of Ukrainian victory. We're starting to see that in Washington, and Washington is not they're not being shy about it. They're telegraphing that not only are they sending aid and ammunition, but they're sending long range weapons, including the ATACMS, and they're sending the best level of ATACMS. These long-range missile systems that have a range of more than 190 miles or 300 kilometers, which means with these weapons, Ukrainians could easily hit Russian positions in the occupied Crimean Peninsula. And notably, Mitch McConnell, the Senate Minority Leader, Republican, was asked by a reporter, will there be restrictions on ATACMS? Will Washington only let Ukraine use those ATACMS on Ukrainian soil? Because that's generally been Washington's policy. Washington does not want Ukraine to hit places within Russia. And Senator McConnell said, I would not try to dictate to the Ukrainians how to wage war. He said, let's hope President Biden heeds this advice. But indeed, it seems that the White House is signaling a change. I mean, the last time ATACMS arrived, it was only a few of them. It was last October. They were promised to President Zelensky when he visited Washington in September. But the weapons arrived very secretly, and no one knew they were here until after they had been used to destroy Russian airfields on Ukrainian territory. But this time, Washington is telegraphing very loudly that these weapons are going to be here by the end of the week. This is interesting. And perhaps, you know, certainly, I mean, you'd have to just assume that Washington is trying to send a clear signal to Moscow that, you know what, after 2 years, I think two things are being realized. One, they believe in the possibility that Ukrainians can win. And two, they see that Russia is an evil that has to be defeated. So we're seeing definitely a new attitude from Washington. And, you know, I think everyone here expects that can make things a bit rocky for a while. You know, with Russia knowing that these weapons are on the way, you know, bats in the hatches a little bit, because Russia's going to try to have some kind of tricks up its sleeve.
Are people there fearful of what the commander of Ukraine's National Guard just said? He said Russia is preparing unpleasant surprises in unexpected places, and that their forces are definitely going to launch an offensive in early summer. What do you think?
Well, I think people have been through enough that I don't see any kind of new fear of that. And this is a place to really examine that is Kharkiv City, a place I spend a lot of time, 30 miles from Russia. I mean, Kharkiv has been so heavily pounded for the past several weeks. I mean, it's been, you know, pretty often there's no electricity, sometimes no running water. And at any moment, Russian missiles can fall without notice. And yet that city, it has more life in that city than 1 year ago. More people have returned. And I just want to, as we close, just share with you this note from a Kharkiv journalist, Anna Hin. She writes after the attacks yesterday, she said, "There is rather an emotional pressure on Kharkiv citizens, which in general causes nothing but a smirk. Who do you want to scare?" She's talking to Moscow, obviously. She said, "We are living 12 hours a day without electricity and 24 hours a day under the threat of a missile strike. Who are you trying to scare?" She said, "I have people in the group chat of my apartment building exchanging links to all sorts of gadgets that save the lives of fish when the supply to the aquarium is cut off." She said, "Sure, the city has a big energy problem, but all the stores, pharmacies, and even the beauty salons have generators out on the street and charging devices with them. Teenagers with tablets swarm at each such generator because they have classes, either elementary school or college." Then she writes, "I was out with my dog on Friday, and a kid in the entrance hall was answering a chemistry teacher's questions. He was yelling something about the valency of sodium, and he was shouting because the damn generator is rumbling so loudly." And then she says, "I smiled. I swear I have never heard any talk in Kharkiv about peace at any price, or any other such expletive as the Kremlin is trying to get us to say. Not in the lines, not in the gas stations, not at the dog walk. Every missile strike unites us. We become friendlier, more cohesive. There's no way to break us. We can't be broken." And then she finishes, "I miss my father very much. The war took him. My city is being destroyed every day. But I feel nothing but hatred for the enemy. Nothing else. You're beating the wind." So that's the words of someone from Kharkiv City. I think it sums up well the spirit of Ukrainians right now.